This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. People who live near regional rail stations could lose more than public transportation when SEPTA trains stop running. A new economic impact report projects the value of their homes will plummet as well. WHYY business reporter Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza has more.
If SEPTA abandons the Paoli-Thorndale line in 2026, the property value of single-family homes along Philadelphia's main line could drop by $7 billion. At least that's what economist Ethan Connor Ross estimates.
About 57,000 per household among those affected. That portion of the region is really built, in a sense, around that transit line and around that access.
Chestnut Hill West, Kenwald, Trenton and Wilmington trains would stop too. Overall, that could mean a $20 billion drop in home values, and communities would collect far less in taxes to support essential services. Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.
The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia has named Ann Paulson as its next president and chief executive officer. She is currently the vice president and director of research at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. She'll be the 12th president of the bank. She's taking over for current president Patrick Harker, who has led the Philly branch for the last 10 years. Paulson begins her role as president on July 1st. Delaware lawmakers are condemning two former firefighters arrested for hate crimes this week. Police say two Millville Volunteer Fire Company employees chased another employee with a noose. Police also say one of the men made a racist slur at that time and on several occasions afterwards. Delaware House Speaker Melissa Minor Brown says she thinks the men's actions are disgusting and national rhetoric is encouraging this kind of behavior.
Even just on like social media or just walking in a supermarket, people are just really motivated and driven to just be mean.
The men are charged with a hate crime and conspiracy, both felonies. They are also charged with harassment. Today is Good Friday. The Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia will have services. For many Christians, it is a day of fasting and abstinence leading up to Easter. In sports, the Phils had a win last night at the ballpark in South Philly. They beat the Giants 6-4 to close out that four-game set, and each team walked away with two victories, two losses. The Phils stay in town. They'll host the Marlins starting this weekend. That'll be a weekend set. And the Flyers, they're finished for the year. No postseason for them. They wrapped up their regular season with a 5-4 loss against the Sabres in Buffalo last night, and the Flyers' record this year, not so good, 33-39-10. And the forecast today, a Philly forecast with sunshine and a few afternoon clouds, a high of 74, a breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour, a few clouds tonight as we go down to 62, not too low at all. Right now in Philly, it's 53 with sunshine. It's Morning Edition.